Halo, assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome back to my podcast, and I want end this episode. I want to share about my perspective about love and love. Love is it's so easy to love someone when things are perfect and everything's wonderful, but to love someone when things are difficult, when they're not being perfect, when they're messing up and flaws are seen and so mistakes are made, I think that's what really allows you to see how much love really is there. Anyone can love someone who's doing and saying all the right things, being everything you want and need, when they've got it all together, when they have it all figured out. But to love someone at the lowest, to love someone despite how broken they feel, when they're lost, when you're willing to stand by them, sorry about the noise, and when you're willing to stand by them no matter how challenging or difficult things may be, I think that kind of love is a lot more beautiful. I think the kind of love is a lot more meaningful too. I think that thank you for taking in every aspect and part of me, accepting my flaws, forgiving my mistakes, helping me become the best version of me possible. And yeah, thank you so much. Thank you very much for my parents, for my family, for my best friends, for my everyone who loves me. Yeah, thank you. So gue hanya coba buat improve bahasa Inggris. Kalau misalnya ada yang salah, misalnya grammar gue salah, pronunciation gue salah, perbendaharaan gue salah, vocabulary gue salah, jadi I'm so sorry because aku baru belajar. Gue belum belajar dan gue juga masih kayak ngulik-ngulik gimana caranya berbahasa Inggris dengan baik dan benar. Enggak sih, yang penting itu sebenarnya speaking sih. Kalau misalnya lo reading bagus, vocab bagus, tapi ketika lo ngomong sama orang terbata-bata ya susah juga. Jadi gue lagi berusaha untuk melatih speaking gue dan mencoba untuk jadi native speaker. I don't know, maybe. Yeah, let's try. And I have a big issue about cheat. It means selingkuh. Cheat. So cheating is a choice, and most certainly a very bad choice, I must say. Cheating is very easy, but staying in loyal is very difficult. Yeah, sure. People cheat, and if you do it, take responsibility for how you hurt the person in your life, and don't blame others for your choice or expect forgiveness. Yeah, you need to work on yourself than your relationship. You need to admit you have a problem. You need to seek help. You only deserve forgiveness after you earn back trust. If you are not ready for hard work or communication, just please leave the relationship. Just don't waste people's time or make them wait for you to change. Please, guys. You don't have to be a really bad bitch. Oh my god, this is a very... Yeah, it's your... I don't know. No. I think it's... Don't cheat. If you're unhappy, then just be honest, guys. You don't have to hide your feelings, and you don't have to pretend to be happy with on your boyfriend or girlfriend or your husband or your wife in your relationship. So you have to be honest. Yeah, honest, it's a very important, and you have to fix your communication, because communication is a good value. It's a big value for your relationship. Most likely it's for communication. If you're not saying whatever is on your mind to your partner, then it will leave room for doubt, and doubt leads to deception. Yeah, I don't know, it's cheating is the most selfish thing you can do to another person. If you are able to do it, you never really love the other person. You probably don't have any sort of morals and lack empathy. I think I will never put anyone through the emotional roller coaster intentionally. It's really the mess of the person that was cheated on. And granted, the cheating party has turned on Izu, but it's inexcusable. Yeah, it's a very bad choice. And last, if you have any kind of heart, you won't cheat on someone. It destroys someone emotionally and mentally. It's paket lengkap kali ya kalau di bahasa Indonesia nya, kayak udah dihancurin baik emosional juga mentalnya dia. And it's never wasted the kind of pain or the mental aftermath of being treated that, yeah, it's a very bad decision if you're cheating. It's a very bad, you know, like. And it's dirty and selfish, and it's bad. We will keep making excuse for our need to cheat and how the victims don't matter because they wrong, so fuck them. But we will, especially in marriage, it is bad, and it's bad. Shit. Why? Aku terbata-bata ya, because aku pakai bahasa Inggris jadi susah. And I personally believe that cheating is wrong. Some people believe that they should cheat to get out of a relationship. Some cheat because they believe they are stuck in their current relationship and don't want to tell the other that they should end. I could go on and. Many believe that they have good reasons, but The honest route to an a stagnant or toxic relationship is honesty. I know that that scares people for many reasons, but the quicker you resolve the problem, the better off you'll be. Trust me, like I said, it's hard, but it's always better to be honest. That decision sits on your conscience like a feather other than a brick. And who knows, they may even accept being a friend because of your honesty. So, I'm sorry. And I think it's done. I can tell everything because I just wanna explain. I just wanna tell about this because I have pengalaman apa sih bahasa Inggrisnya? Pokoknya I have pengalaman lah. About cheat because my ex-boyfriend was cheated on me. Yeah, it's very bad and it's really hurt, but aku sudah move on, tenang kok. Aku rasa sudah cukup sampai di sini, and I will be back on the next podcast. See you soon. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.